The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, you haven't done that in a while. No, you haven't. You really haven't. So let's see, where are you? Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in beautiful sunny Florida.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live from an actually decent weather day here in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 217 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 8th, 2021. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. Our show is can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, nobody talked. Nobody said anything to you, Roger. My lord. Those are robots, I swear.
Sometimes. Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, I know, Roger. I know. So here we are. Another Monday night. I don't know. I'm waiting for the intro track to kind of run its course here. I think we're taking a while here. I think it took us longer than expected to get through it.
We're going to be in intro land forever and ever and ever.
No. I think this is it. I think the transition is right around here somewhere. See, yep, here we go.
That could be a good show title, The Transition.
The Transition is somewhere, right around here somewhere. So we got the dryer fixed in the Tampa studio.
Yay!
We're very excited about that. That means we didn't have to dry our clothes anymore off the roof or hanging off the railings, you know, because...
I didn't know we did clothes in our studios.
Well, you know...
We
don't have uniforms, but you know the cardboard box I live under is so tiny I can't put a washer and dryer in there. So and my car I kind of got tired of doing laundry in my trunk, so we Betty helped me. We set up a washer and dryer here in the studio, and we just kind of do it that way. And I'm sure she probably does laundry throughout the week in the morning for some extra cash. That I would never put it past her. So
man, she does a lot of things for extra cash. It's disgusting. I'm hearing her on hold lines, customer response things. It's crazy.
You know, she's a very loose gal. That's all I'm gonna say. Betty has. I keep dimming something. I don't know what it is, but it's not. No, now I'm dimming the right thing, but I wasn't dimming the studio light. I didn't dim you. Anyway.
So, is this Chinese pizza experience thing, is this something that is with that new place down the street from the studio?
No, actually not. It's actually a place that's been around for a long time. Uh-huh. And this actually could turn this up. This episode should be a Ring of Fire edition, because let me tell you. So the hubby and I were sitting around last night, and he tells me, well, a few days ago, he tells me, he says, well, there's Chinese pizza place that I've always saw and I've always wanted to try. And I'm like, all right, why not? You know, so, you know, we went through the menu and they had, you know, they had normal Chinese dishes and normal, normal pizzas. And then they had things like, you know, General Tso's pizza. And we ordered a General Tso's pizza.
Oh, boy.
I ordered a Kung Pao chicken and he ordered a tofu and a sauce thing. Both were spicy as all holy hell. They were hot. I mean, the pizza was probably the least of the spiciest things. My dish was my tongue was just on fire. I enjoyed every minute of it because I love spicy food, but the other half does not. So yeah, it was an interesting experience. And then today, my the other end now is nice and tingly warm through most of the day, so things got a little spicy on the other end here. So, but yeah, it was surprisingly, it was actually, I liked it. I actually did like it. I don't know if I would order it again. Maybe,
have to try it when I come out there.
There you go. We'll try it when you come out. We'll give it a try when you come out to the studio. You can give it a shot.
I want to try this General Tso's.
You want to try the General Tso's pizza. All right. Well, they're still in business when you make it out here. But they've been around for a while, so they've been down the street for a long time. So.
Well, you know, the trend seems to be people like extra spicy hotness. I mean, just last night, I've been drinking a bottle of Cab Sav.
Yeah.
And I'm eating these, I don't have them anymore, but they're the Flaming Hot Cheetos with Limon. And man, those things are really freaking hot.
Yeah.
Really hot. So,
there you go. No, I love hot and spicy.
Spicy as in.
Yeah, no, it was, you could just see the oil from the peppers just kind of flowing. And I took a little bit today because, you know, I put it in the refrigerator. I took a little bit today. I'm like, whoop. Still hot as hell. Still delicious, though. Absolutely still delicious.
Of course. Yes.
So what's going on with you?
Well, spring has arrived, and so what? No, it's nice outside. It's in the 60s. I can't complain, to be honest. That's good. Studios bathroom and break room have been repaired.
Oh, goody.
Yes, so they basically scraped the walls, they applied a primer, they applied a paint, and we're calling it a day.
Okay. All right.
So hopefully it's the kind of primer and paint that's supposed to kill mold and mildew.
Or at least keep it on the other side of the primer and the paint, which is most likely what you're going to be looking at, which is fine as long as it's on the other side of the primer and the paint. So let's see. I can do like an ad hoc thing here. Go on.
And I don't know if you heard this, but in the culture wars that have ensued, Pepe Le Pew is out.
Really?
I guess, yeah. The cartoons and the lineup from Warner Brothers or whatever is being canceled or taken out of circulation.
I didn't even realize it was still in circulation.
Well, yeah, they sometimes show up on various stations here and there. But Pepe Le Pew is known for trying to squeeze and kiss and hug and whatever the other female skunk. And she doesn't like it.
Mm-mm. No and, means know,
no. In speaking of, and today is International Women's Day, by the way, there was a tweet by Burger King, and it's a two-parter, but the first thing it says is, women belong in the kitchen.
All right.
So a lot of people took offense to that, and you know how that goes, you know?
Of course, you know that's a marketing tactic right there.
Of course.
You know it's leading, they're going to say something witty about it afterwards. So what was the second tweet?
Well, the second half was they were talking about how what the percentage of women chefs are in the kitchen.
Ah.
And blah, 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 blah. But come on, there are no fucking chefs in a fast food kitchen. You are a assembly person. You are assembling things.
This is
true. Maybe you're cooking the burgers or you're sticking them on the grill or you're sticking them on a flat top, but mostly you're an assembly person.
Well, at least, you know, they give credence to a higher power of cooking, you know, other than putting it on a, you know, a flat grill or a, you know, fryolator or something like that, you know. Mm, so, you know, true. Like, then you need more women chef out, more professional women chef out there, you know. It'd be a great thing.
But anyways, Anthony, do we have any voicemails in our box?
Let me see here. Let me take a look here.
And by the way, tonight we're drinking
17 old messages. Press 1-4.
No, we have no new messages.
Okay.
Just 17 old messages.
Oh wow, you were fast on that one. I was going to name off the wine I'm drinking tonight. It's Turnbull, a Cabernet Sauvignon, and from Napa Valley. It's vintage 2018.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Anyways, folks, our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. And now it's time for Anthony's Wheat Corner.
Yeah, let's find a sound effect button. Yeah, let's turn on the slider for the sound effect button.
Yeah.
All right. This comes from High Times. By A.J. Harrington. New research finds marijuana use not associated with hypertension. Apparently, a study from an international team of researchers have found that current or past use of marijuana is not independently associated with an increased risk of high blood pressure. To complete the study, researchers from the United States, Canada, Germany, and Russia investigated the relationship between the use of marijuana and hypertension in a nationally representative sample of subjects. Over a three-year period, researchers monitored the health of the participants, all of whom did not have hypertension at the beginning of the study. The investigators then performed an analysis of the data and then broke it down between lifetime use, 12-month use, and 12-month use frequency. Okay. Anyway, so they broke it down into a bunch of different categories. Anyway, at the end of the day, once they homogenized everything, cannabis was associated with a decreased incidence of hypertension in the unadjusted analyses. However, the relationships were confounded by age. So, you know, I mean, hey, it's...
I'm sorry, am I reading the wrong Wheat Corner?
Oh, yeah, there's none of my stuff is in the script. I'm going everything ad hoc today. I had no time to put nothing in the script. So,
okay,
yeah,
sorry.
No, we're good. No, you're reading last week's story. So, yeah, we're kind of doing it. We're doing a little ad hoc here.
My brain was processing difficulty.
Processing difficulty?
Yeah.
Anyway, additionally, a meta-analysis of existing data that was published in the Journal of Neuropathy found that additional research could lead to a new therapies for cardiovascular disease, including hypertension. And let's see, where are we at in time? So let's go ahead. We're just gonna do this one story, and I'll turn it back to you, Joe.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're in the chat room, and Ezel and your mother are in here. So come
Yay.
On in and join us in chat.
See, there we go.
Okay. It's time for our word of the show. Are you ready, Anthony?
I think so.
Hi, Betty here.
Betty's ready, too.
And our word is organoleptic. Organoleptic means acting on or involving the use of the sense organs. An example would be, he used his organoleptic senses in making an even finer beverage for the distillery. Anyway, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony show.
Actually sounds kind of perverted, to be honest with you.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, got all analytic on me. I'm like, woo, hold on, yeah, you know.
Wow, we're actually quite ahead of time, and we're in. So,
well, you know.
I'll let Roger take it away, though, because, you know.
Yeah, Roger, why don't you say some things, Roger?
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and peanut clusters for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today.
Ain't
anyway,
that the truth, Roger?
The date I am speaking of is March 8th, 2021, and it is, oh boy, it's International Women's Day, National Oregon Day, National Peanut Cluster Day, and what you've really been waiting for, it's National Proofreading Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button shaped like the state of Oregon that hopefully won't spit out fruit compote everywhere.
Let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony. I think, yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Anyway, take it away.
All right, hold on. Let's, we're finding the wheel here.
Wee!
Google.com. Find me a random news story.
Yay, random news story bankrupted for you.
Let's see.
Anthony?
I don't know. I guess. Oh, look, here we go. Something from NPR.
Ooh.
That's always something fun and
NPR!
Exciting. NPR! Yes. A yard sale bowl revealed to be a rare Chinese artifact worth up to $500,000. Yep. A small porcelain bowl sold at $35 at a garage sale turned out to be a rare 15th century Chinese artifact worth up to $500,000.
Ooh.
An unidentified Connecticut man bought the bowl from a yard sale near New Haven last year and later emailed photos to Sotheby's seeking an evaluation, according to the Associated Press. Appraisers determined it dates back to the Ming Dynasty of the early 1400s and is estimated to be worth between $300,000 and $500,000. The bowl, which Sotheby's calls exceptional and rare, will be available to the highest bidder as part of the firm's important Chinese art auction in New York later this month. Yep, let me see. Let's see if there's anything else exciting about it. Okay, and Sotheby's says that the artifact is in overall very good condition. Just a shallow chip and minor warping on the rim, as well as some light wear and minor firing imperfections that are consistent with age and type. And that's it for your random news story sourced by Google. Back to you, Joe, or robot thing.
Do you enjoy having asshole neighbors with time management and laundry etiquette issues? Do you feel attacked? Are you feeling despair buying butthole itch cream at your local grocery store, only to have the cashier call out a price check heard all over the store? Do you need a safe space? Well, come here to Shy Up a Radio. Check us out in the chat room, give us a call on the show. You can dial 813-327-8566. The phone will ring, and we'll laugh with you, we promise. It's true. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. I'm enjoying the new uneven floor office chair from the Ray Charles Home Furnishing line, available exclusively at the somewhat brand new Neighborhood Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you have another dollar.
Hi, Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chimba Radio. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Wow, Roger is shitting on the floor again.
What
there
else
goes
is new?
My nice programming features. Yeah. Anyway, with all that's the fun Roger. We have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us
why
a
not?
Call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty, I think. Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Cheyenne for Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. And if you're reading the script, it is completely incorrect in terms of the temperature stuff. So I'm going to read it from the actual National Weather Service page. Well, it is currently mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. Let's do a refresh. Shall we? We shall. It is currently partly cloudy and 57 degrees. The humidity is 47%. The wind speeds are to the west at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is 30.28 inches. The dew point is 37. And the visibility is 10 miles. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 40. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy, though, with a high near 63. Thursday, showers and possibly boom, shika shika boom. Thunderstorms, possible. High near 60. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 46. And for the weekend, partly sunny with highs in the 40s, but watch out! Snow might be in the forecast Sunday night. Woohoo! And now it's time for the not-so-crappy news sourced by the ever-inebriated Chip Skipper.
And now for the news!
Oh my god.
Ooh, boom belcho.
That's something.
Anyways, don't tell Roger about this story. Philadelphia Airport employs robot for contact-free food delivery. From our friend Ben Hooper. January 19th, UPI. A pair of Idaho men teamed up to take on a slippery Guinness World Record. Oopsie poopsie, come scratch me. All right, let's go to the real news source. February 23rd, UPI. A Philadelphia airport announced it has employed a food delivery robot to make it easier for passengers to grab a meal in a contact-free manner. Philadelphia International Airport unveiled Gita, a robot with a 40-pound capacity cargo bin for delivering food orders to passengers waiting for their flights. The robot uses Bluetooth to follow, an airport at your gate representative through the airport to the location specified by the customer, who can order their food from airport restaurants via order at phl.com. Now more than ever, we are looking to be forward-thinking and innovative regarding our contactless ordering options, says Megan O'Connell, PHL Food and Shops Marketing and Customer Service Manager. Gita allows our guests to customize their experience by choosing how much or how little human interaction they want when having their food delivered. The airport tweeted a photo of Gita, which was compared to a droid from the Star Wars films. No, you aren't at Tatooine Airport, but that is a robot at PHL Airport delivering food from PHL Food and Shops, the airport tweeted. Starting today, guests placing orders via order at PHL might have their food brought to them by this Gita. The pilot program begins Tuesday and is scheduled to run through April. Philadelphia has a complicated history with robots. In 2015, Hitchbot, a hitchhiking robot designed by Canadian researchers, had planned a tour of the United States come to a premature end when the robot was found dismantled and damaged by unknown vandals in the city. That's sad.
That's sad.
Oh, I see what happened. I made a big boo-boo in my stories, copies and pastes.
Oh, what happened? That's what
well,
happened.
Well, the pastedness was, it's all messed up. Anyways, this next one is, the fortune cookie numbers actually worked this time. Who collected a $500,000 Powerball prize in North Carolina said his lucky lottery numbers came from an unusual source, a fortune cookie. Ernesto of Estero, Florida, told North Carolina Education Lottery officials the Powerball ticket he bought from the 7-Eleven in Huntersville, North Carolina, bore a set of numbers that he copied from a fortune cookie that came with his recent Chinese takeout. That's funny. That was a good investment, he said of his shrimp and fried rice meal. The investment ended up earning him a $500,000 prize in Saturday's Powerball drawing. He said he's prepared to relocate to Huntersville permanently and the winnings will allow him to buy a house. Unbelievable! I'm just so happy my dreams came true. Isn't that nice?
That is absolutely lovely. I can't control my excitement. Except for Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty! What do you mean I can't use McGinboy Doll anymore on the ride, Sherlyn? I was taking him to get repaired. He's real to me. Anyways.
The California Highway Patrol said a driver using the high occupancy vehicle lanes of a highway was found to actually be traveling alone, except for one of the best dummies police had ever seen. The CHP said an officer stationed in Baldwin Park pulled over a truck traveling in an HOV lane on Wednesday because the vehicle's windows were tinted too dark for the officer to see if the driver had a passenger. The officer soon discovered the apparent man sitting in the passenger seat of the truck was actually a highly realistic mannequin, complete with a COVID-19 face mask. The CHP said the mannequin was by far one of the most bestest dummies we had ever seen. The driver said he had been using the dummy to travel in HOV lanes for over a year before he got caught. The driver was issued a ticket for an HOV lane violation, which carries a maximum fee of $490. So, you know, you can't just take your favorite object of desire and use it in an HOV lane in California. It's illegal.
Apparently not. Apparently
you take real people.
Take the real people. Do they have to be alive? What if they just start using dead people?
Well,
is there a technicality on that? We should call them. We should do an investigative story and ask the California Highway Department of Tolls and HOV lanes if a dead person counts. Do dead people count as passengers in a vehicle?
You know, that could make a good show title too. Do dead people count?
My lord. All right. Well, you know, that's what you got.
Well, hold on. We have some time here.
Oh, we do.
I have another show title, and I gleaned this from the chat room. Defecation start with your mouth, Ring of Fire edition.
That's something. That'll get us like two downloads.
Probably. What was this other one I had? The other end is nice and warm. Okay. Rare Chinese pizza, Ring of Fire edition.
The other end is nice and warm. Well, what is that?
I don't know.
What does that mean, Joe? What are you writing down?
The other end is nice and tingly warm.
Nice and tingly. Well, yeah, that's what I'm going through. Ring of Fire edition. I had that Chinese damn pizza and that hot ass, stuff.
So, that's a good title too, right?
What?
The other end is nice and tingly warm. Ring of Fire edition.
There you go. That works just as well.
So there you go. That's it. That's all I got for you. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Thanks, Joe. I'm enjoying the slightly used Krusty's Best underwear line from Paul Rubin's undergarment line. Yes. Available exclusively at the somewhat brand new Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you got another dollar. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, toilet seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Call us at 813-327-8566 this week on This Week Out. This Way Out. The U.S. House of Representatives embraces equality. In another news, a Malaysian gay man beats a state Islamic law in the nation's top court. India's government says queer couples aren't family, while Thailand's government stalls on a civil partnership bill. The Equality Act vanquishes transphobia in the U.S. House, and popular Ghana DJ Juan Love dares the government to arrest him for his queer support. I think that's the same copy from last week. All that and more this week. I just copied it from an email. When you discover This Way Out, the international... Stop poking me, Roger. LGBT radio news. I know it was last week's. Radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We still won't be organophileka mecha mecha nekema in 4 minutes when we return. Where's the button? Gotta find the button. Yes, I know it's going to be the same commercials as last week, Roger. It's just the way it goes, Roger. It's just how it goes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Feeling 7 up, I'm feeling 7 up. Sharing styles, sharing smiles, feeling 7 up, 7 up. It's a crispy fresh. woke up on the bed. It might help. Help me.
Been any good microwave popcorns lately? Now this one says it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
And OG Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space with Hawaii's getting snowed, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first, and you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines, because reading is what's news.
Super Chickens, you are listening to Shyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the internet was originally called the ARPANET, standing for Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, and was designed by the United States Department of Defense? Or how about that Australia was originally called New Holland? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Well, thank you, Dan Moore. That was rather interesting to know. Hello, Roger here. I want you to continue listening to Shyampa Radio. Did you know my counterpart Betty has her own show? Yep, weekday rush hour with Betty. 6:30 to 10:30 Monday through Friday. Pip pip. Then make sure you tune into the Joe and Anthony show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Joe and Anthony always have some antics that involve me. They seem to get off on me shitting on the floor. I don't find it funny. It just happens. No really guys, it just does. Okay, they tell me my time is up. Bye for now. You'll hear from me again.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those things.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back.
You're
Thank
welcome,
God Roger. It's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather
yes,
forecast.
Roger, it is
what
today.
You've really been waiting for.
Not yesterday. It's not tomorrow, Roger.
And his world-famous, crazy Florida news.
World-famous.
But first, no, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Go grab your dildos.
Oh, my goodness.
Favorite smoking devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches. So before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything,
hey.
Joe will immediately cease his moose pooping.
I have been ceasing
okay,
my moose pooping.
Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, before we continue to what will be something interesting of what may be my Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Tampa Bay, from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is currently at 49%. The dew point is at 45 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 53. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 76. On Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 57 and giant eyeballs on the screen. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 77. And on Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with the low around 59. That's it for your Shyampa weather. Now time for something Something. All right, hold on. I was kind of poking around, and I found a few things. All right, we'll go with this one first. All right. This comes from the Orlando Sentinel.
The Orlando Sentinel.
Yep. All right, it seems relatively... Joshua, 24, of Nokemis, Florida, was arrested and faces multiple charges of aggravated assault on an officer, possession of cocaine, drug equipment possession, and DUI, according to a report. Around 10:41 p.m., officers were handling the site of a serious crash on Tamahai Trail, which resulted in a power line coming down. Suddenly, a BMW traveling 100 miles an hour in a 45 zone appeared and sped around a barricade of cones, and a marked patrol car with emergency lights activated. Authorities were able to catch up to the car and pull it over. Officers found Joshua to be the driver, with a baggie of white powder in plain sight, which later tested positive for cocaine. Officers noted that he was only wearing an undershirt, boxer briefs, and one sock. Ooh. Joshua was placed in a patrol vehicle and had trouble responding to officers, who would also grunt sexual noises when officers would walk by him. While reading Joshua his rights, he became sarcastic with authorities and saying, "This is how we're doing this." The officer asked him if he understood what was going on. He remained silent for 17 seconds until the officer asked him if he had any questions. Joshua responded, "I thought you wanted me to remain silent." He then told the officers he wanted to speak with a female officer. The officer questioned him further about why he was speeding. And then he told the officer that he was leaving his house to go to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, where he had business to do. Joshua was later taken to the Sarasota County Jail. Yeah, right. So how about that one? Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's see if I can get something else here.
Ding, ding-a-ling, dingy, dangy, dong.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going through my
repository
of things. All right, this is fitting for the music that I have going on. This comes from ClickOrlando.com. A Florida man who rode his airboat through the streets of his neighborhood on New Year's Eve threatened to kill deputies as they were taking him into custody, according to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Deputies said they were called to Mimosa Avenue. I want to live on Mimosa Avenue. Around 11:30 p.m. on Thursday, and saw a man, later identified as Joseph, 40, riding an airboat on the streets before pulling it into a yard. Yeah. A public information officer said that he had knocked over trash cans and was shooting off fireworks during the incident. Yep. As deputies were on the scene, they said Joseph turned the airboat on and started to rev the engine to cause a disturbance and mock law enforcement. Joseph was then placed under arrest, but began making threats when deputies also tried to take his father into custody, telling them, "I will kill you if you hurt him." Joseph is facing charges of disorderly conduct and making threats to a law enforcement officer. Yeah.
I want an airboat.
I want an airboat too, and I want to drive it around my neighborhood. Because it's just that crazy.
And garbage cans.
All right, and now for our naked Florida story.
Sexy.
You know, oh Jesus, really? This is all messed up. All messed up. I'm trying to pull up the news story. Oh, and the formatting is all messed up on Pocket. Wait. Oh, you bitches. You bitches.
Formatting errors, Dick White to the rescue.
Yeah, alright, so let's... I hope this doesn't, like, start anything automatically, like news or anything. This comes from 98.7 KLUV. I don't really know where they're from, but it is about Florida. So, when a woman in Fort Myers, Florida, opened her door after she heard someone knocking... she wasn't expecting to see her 21-year-old neighbor, Adrian, standing at the door naked. But that's exactly what she found. The woman asked him if he needed any help. He responded no, and then immediately left. About a half hour later, the woman looked out her window and saw the Florida man jumping up and down on the family trampoline, still naked. Frankie beans in the wind. Though she wasn't sure if he was on drugs, after the warm woman absorbed him fondling himself, she called the police for assistance. When they arrived, he hopped off the trampoline, ran up to the house demanding to be let in. When the woman didn't comply, he smashed the window. Police thankfully arrived at the scene before any other damage could be done. And according to the police department, he is now facing charges of burglary and criminal mischief. And that's it for your Naked Florida News. Back to you. We were pushing the wrong button. All right, back to you. Whoever I'm going back to.
And Happy New Year's 2021. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-227-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Be sure to visit us at Shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, binoches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start intelligently conversing on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, hey, Anthony, we did need a show title, but we already got it. So if you remember last week, it was QR Code Your Naughty Bits.
QR Code Your Naughty Bits.
It's The Other End Is Nice and Tingly Warm, Ring of Fire Edition.
That is correct. It's definitely Ring of Fire Edition.
All right.
Wow, we're already halfway through March, it seems.
I know.
We're pretty damn close to it.
Yeah, the year is going by quickly. At least summer is coming, so the warm weather will be a nice reprieve.
That's true.
From some of the cold.
God, it's going to get gross and hot here.
And it looks like the South is going to get hit with some more nasty weather, probably now in the form of tornadic. And other.
Yay! Well, you know, I like it when we get a little cold front. It was actually nice and chilly this morning. It was like 45 when I got up. I was very happy about that.
And I like when we get these little warm fronts. It was like, you know, in the 50s by the time I woke up, which is around 10.
There you go.
Yeah, it's been a fucked up week, to say the least. And I had an experience today with a tenant. You know, I don't know about you folks, but if you have ever experienced sharing laundry facilities, you go down and you open up the washers, and if they're all occupied but they're not on because they're done and just the clothes are left in. Okay, I left. I waited about 20 minutes, came back, clothes are still in there. I need to do laundry. So I'm taking the clothes out, putting them on top of the dryer, calling it a day.
Yep.
You know, it's like no one is entitled to hog or hold on to anything. Just like dibs. In the wintertime when people want to hold on to their parking space after they've shoveled it.
But is dibs right? Is dibs not right? What's your thought about dibs?
Yeah, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Have you had an interesting laundry experience yourself? Let us know, because we'll talk about that, too.
Remember? Do you remember my crazy drum circle neighbor on Palina?
Yeah.
That woman was fucking cuckoo. She was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. This is the one that would have a drum circle at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday night.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, and then she'd be like, I don't know why you're complaining and called the cops. I'm like, you and 14 of your friends are sitting around banging drugs in your living room at 2 o'clock in the morning while the rest of everyone else in this building is trying to freaking sleep.
Yep.
So, you know, fine. So she would complain about me running the laundry. I do laundry during the day, you know. But that she couldn't. That was not acceptable to her, for me to do laundry during the day, because she liked to sleep in. Well, if you didn't stay up at 2 o'clock in the morning doing drum circles all night, then maybe you wouldn't fucking, you know.
What time were you doing laundry at 5 in the morning?
No, I was doing it when I was working from home. So it was, okay. Like, between, like, the hours of, like, 9 and, like, 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, please. That's reasonable. Come on.
It's so loud. I say
anything after 8 o'clock in the morning is reasonable.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't doing laundry at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was doing it in the middle of the day.
And it's a shared unit for the entire building to utilize. So it's, like, you're not entitled to quiet time because it's open 24/7, unless there was a physical lock or some kind of mechanism that prevented you from going in at a certain time. But anyway, so
are you a physical lock or mechanism that prevents you from going in places?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, actually, I worked at one place you couldn't get into until a certain time.
I see.
Yep. So, but yeah, anyways, this woman, man, she was calling me an incel. She was asking me how much money I made. She was, like, berating me for living in a starter apartment and not having a job. And I just kept saying to her, like, you have no sense of time management. You have no sense. And I just kept repeating it over and over and over and over again.
I guess the thing I don't understand is the whole, like, classism thing of you don't make a lot of money and you live in. So what the fuck? I still are my clothes. Is my laundry not as important as yours? I am sorry, oh, great cuntzilla, that my undergarments are not of the same quality and fine construction as your undergarments that are priced 10 times as much as my jockeys. I'm like, what the fuck is up with that bullshit? See, that's bullshit that's going to get the rich killed. You know, it's like, really? You fucking seriously?
Well, and, you know, she was a young Gen Z or whatever.
Ugh, I would have kicked her in the pussy. Like, honey, just shut the fuck up, please. I'm sorry. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If it was a guy, I would have kicked him in the balls. So either which way, I would have kicked whatever it was, whatever gender, it, him, he, she, they, them, it, zen, whatever. They would have gotten a kick right in the square parts. Like, seriously, is a fucking washing machine. You left your shit in the wash. Get the fuck over yourself.
Yep, exactly. And then she kept saying, oh, you know, you got your COVID-ness all over my clothes. And I'm like, you're stupid.
Hold on. Wait. Is that... There you go. There you go.
But no, you know, I made sure to play above board, though, because I don't want to be accused of anything. I played completely above board. I stayed solely on topic, and she went all over the place. She was just... I don't know. She was...
Crazy?
She was not having it, yeah.
Crazy. Some people are just crazy.
She's probably on her period or something. And it's also International Women's Day, so it's a mess.
And maybe she felt unempowered. God, my God, this is turning into such a misogynist show. It's ridiculous. I'm not normally a misogynist, but it's going in that direction.
I'm talking about a person.
That's true. You're talking about a person, not a group of people.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Fair enough.
Ring of fire.
She should be barefooting at the trailer park. Pregnant. Making dinner.
But anyways, none of my clothes were harmed and none of her clothes were harmed. And it
are you
was
sure?
Just a busy laundry day.
Are you sure? Are you sure? You should have shit in her laundry. You should have, like, put a big old dookie in the laundry. Just kind of, like, lifted it up and, like, found a sock. And just, like, shit in the sock. And then put the sock back. So then when she's folding socks, she kind of take the sock and, like, pull the sock out. Here you go. Surprise!
Oh, no. Gross. No,
this is why I have a house with a laundry room. Because of people like me. Oh, my God.
Wow. You know.
Next time. No, seriously, next time. Do it.
I miss the laundry room at the 4343 building so badly.
I'm sure you do. Jeez, I'm sure you do.
It was a great system. You got a card, just like Ventron. You put.
I don't think I ever saw the laundry facilities, F4343.
I thought I took you down to the laundry facilities once.
No, I don't remember the laundry facilities.
Well, they were grand.
Were they grand?
Yeah, they were grand. They were spacious. They had lots of machines. They were self-sufficient.
I see. Very good.
Yes.
And people didn't leave their shit all around?
No. Everybody was really pleasant and prompt.
All right.
Well, they had someone come around and take your shit out if it was left there for more than whatever, an hour, 2 hours. You know, they didn't tolerate that. And that's great. You know, you do need some sort of enforcement. Now, I get it.
So what did they do with the laundry? Did they, like, throw it out? Did they shit in the laundry? Did they, like, shit and stuff all the socks and put it back in the basket? So that, like, you get security shit socks? Like, surprise, gift from security.
I can just imagine them shitting in front of people playing tennis. And everybody looking like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things that comes to mind right now. I don't understand why or how, but I'm just like, laundry, if you really want to insult someone's laundry, you shit in it, because that's like the biggest insult to clean laundry is shitting in it. So, you know, I mean, you don't shit your pants and say, ooh, my drawers are clean. I mean, come on, dude, that's like, you get that, you want to change as soon as possible. So, you know.
Unless you have the Palmer Edition Ring Atomizer.
Oh, my God.
The Palmer Edition Ring Atomizer instantly gets rid of your poop as soon as it comes out of your hole.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't want that thing to malfunction. Thank you very much. Ach, my anus disappeared. I got some gas. Like the fucking New York Tunnel back there now.
Oh, can also be used as a propulsion device.
Yeah, right.
Anyways.
Set my trousers on fire. Your ass is burning. Mad, your ass is burning.
Go, folks, if you want to give us a call at 813-327-8566, you can add your input to our lovely plethora discussion segment.
Would you shit in someone's laundry sock? That is the question of the night.
Whew.
Take our online poll at www.wouldyoushitinasock.com/poll/a?ww.2234.seq.
Yes. Yes.
=A&D&Q.
Equals your name, equals your IP, equals your social security number. That's the part you don't see in those long lines or those long bars at the top of the screen.
Yeah, right.
It's true. They've gotten so powerful with the way they run things on servers or on the browser itself. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know.
What a long way we've come from just a basic telephone with speed dial.
Right. And, you know, now we've found a way to connect with people halfway across the globe and berate them. It's fantastic. Gotta love social media.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate social media. That's probably why I'm such a bad promoter of it. I just hate social
media. Yeah, I don't. I check my Facebook accounts like once a week, it seems like. It's like, all right, once a week, we'll check it out, see how that goes, see if anything happened. If nothing happened, then I'll be like, all right, you know, that's it. I don't really do too much scrolling. I try to avoid the scrolling parts and all that because that's where then you run into the stupid shit and the whole, you know, this fish looks like Jesus. Like if you believe, share if you're going to heaven, and you know, then political bullshit, and then like, you know, yeah, who has the biggest butthole, and
the comments start going stupid.
And then the comments, then the people get so vicious.
Yep.
You know what can I say?
Craziness. Craziness.
It is craziness.
Craziness.
It's been a good night. You know, I didn't do any prep work, and we pulled off a show. So, you know, hey, maybe I should try this next week, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, maybe I don't have to do as much editing. Maybe I can just spend less time doing editing.
That's true. That is so true. You know, we've done the same script now for quite a long time that we could then, we could totally flip-flop things and hashtag poop powwow, hashtag premium content. It's coming, I tell you.
Hashtag ring of fire. Be careful.
Ring of fire.
Be care- watch ring out for the fire. Watch out for the Chinese pizza.
Chinese pizza. General. I want to try General Show's pizza. It
and you shall.
So
you shall. Next time you're here, as long as they're still in business, you shall. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there's an emu in the lobby. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Oh, yeah, that's my new, that's that new moose.
New, not the new, new, old. The new, new, old. New, new, new?
Yeah, the new, new, old. And I don't think it works well at all if it's not, if it's even turning on. But, you know, I'm glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show. Either tonight or on a recast, you picked up y'all on Cheyenne Radio or one of the many places our show is carried. Right, Anthony?
Wait, so the emu is a moose poop detector?
Yes.
Why does the moose poop detector look like an emu?
Because for some reason,
I mean, it really looks like an emu. It's like pecking at the wall and everything.
It can sniff out moose poop. I don't know why. It's weird.
All right. You can make your rush, your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and then traffic with toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursday, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday tea dance, and looks like Joe's got the bottle of wine over his head. All right, back to you, Joe.
You know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technic-U audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. Just point your browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org for a complete listening experience.
Yeah. Did I miss it? Nope. Okay. I was typing out something. So, yeah. You know, so, it, yeah, it was fun.
It was a treasured time, as always.
It was a treasure time.
We hope you enjoyed our antics and all of the fun things that we talked about. And we're not really misogynistic, but we do, you know, we go to our faults, and we also explore other people's faults, and sometimes they're doozies.
Sometimes the latter more than the former, but you know, sometimes that's just what happens.
This is true. This is
but this is America, and if we can put Honey Boo Boo on TV, we can be judgmental bitches on internet radio. That's to just America. How it's going to be. To America, be a patriot, be a something, but either which way. That's just how it goes. All right, folks. While Joe is choking on his wine, I'm going to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org, cheyampa.org. And remember, folks, if you think it's a good idea, it probably isn't. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a new episode, possibly, of This Way Out with an L for libido.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Yep, there you go. And we still got like 20 seconds left.
Ooh, 20 seconds to go.
20 seconds to go, yeah. We'll just let it play out.
We like wine, wine likes you.
There you go, drink that wine. There you go, drink that wine, Skippy. Perfect, perfect. Everything's going to be misspelled tonight.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.